So until you have some actual taste for yourself in your own mouth, for real, until you actually experience, even in a small way, the truth of that you absolutely are not the body, then the body will fool you. Then all of the ideas and all of the cultural teachings and all of the mass notions seem right, at least in some ways. Then the material level is the level you'll be most easily aware of, and therefore it will seem realer to you. So the first thing to do, if it's possible, and for many it's not, but for the people in this room it is, but I'm talking about people not in this room, or similar rooms like it in other places. The first thing to do, if you can't do anything else, or if you're not sure what else to do, is to accept the possibility as an idea, as a concept, to accept and consider the possibility that maybe you're not the body. To just accept it conceptually, first of all, as a beginning point. Because if it can't even be conceived of, if the bodily mirage is so strong, like it is for most, then it's going to be tremendously difficult to move into this in any way, if you haven't experienced it yourself, until you at least open up the conceptual part to another possibility. But the upshot of a lot of what I'm saying tonight seems to be that until it's actual for you, it's going to seem otherwise. It can't not. So accepting it conceptually can be a starting point, but it can't get you to the real deal. Because the real deal involves and has to be based on what you actually know. And you can absolutely know. There's not a person, and I've looked at everybody in this room, there's not a person in this room who is not capable of getting to the point of knowing absolutely that you are not your body. Now, we could go out to Westwood Boulevard and we could grab people off the street at random and put them in chairs, equal number, and for most of those people, it would not be possible. They are not at a point and haven't looked at things enough in a way where it's possible for them to even consider, and they represent most of the world, even consider that their definition of life may not be correct, may not be simply accurate, may be culturally determined largely, and that the possibility exists that all of us who think we're defined by our bodies, we are our body, can't even consider the idea that that might not be true. But certainly, people of this kind of gathering can easily consider it. At the very least. And there are certainly people in this room who've gone far beyond just considering it, who know for themselves the truth of that. So it operates very much like a mirage in the desert. It looks absolutely, I've never seen an actual mirage, but we've all seen something where it turned out to be not what we thought. And the definition of an actual mirage is it looks absolutely real, but there's absolutely nothing there. It's absolutely a mind creation. And I'm saying to you that the bodily life is a mirage.